Shipwrecked and Rome. After 14 days in a fierce storm, Paul's ship struck a sandbar just off the island of Malta. Everyone got to shore, and the local people came out and started helping them. They built a fire because of the rain and cold. Paul helped gather wood, and as he was putting some on the fire, a poisonous snake jumped out and bit him on the hand. Paul dropped the wood, but the snake hung from his hand. Local people said, "Ah, he's a great murderer. He escaped dying at sea, but now the gods are bringing justice to him." Paul shook the snake into the fire, and everyone waited for him to swell up and drop over dead. After some time, they finally realized he wasn't going to die. Then they said, "He's a god." The governor of the island opened up his home and made provisions for those who were shipwrecked. Paul learned that the governor's father was sick in bed. He went and placed his hand on the man's head. Instantly, he was healed. News of this spread throughout the island, and people started bringing others to Paul so he could heal them. They stayed on Malta until the winter months were over. Julius then booked passage for them on a cargo ship that had spent the winter there. As they prepared to leave, the people of the island brought them everything they needed for the trip. When they arrived in Rome, Paul was taken to a house where he would stay until his trial before Caesar. There was always a soldier next to him, but he was free to have friends come and visit. The Christians of Rome graciously received him and encouraged him. He sent a letter to the Jewish leaders in the city. He told them about what happened in Jerusalem and why he was in Rome. He invited them to come visit him. They met and talked about God's kingdom and Jesus. Their discussion lasted all day until late in the afternoon. Some of them believed the message, but others didn't. As they were about to leave, Paul said, "Your stubbornness has closed your ears and covered your eyes. You can be sure of this. The Gentiles will see and hear, and God will forgive their sins." Paul stayed in the house for 2 years waiting for the trial. During that time, he received many guests and preached Christ to them all. No one tried to stop him.